everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Today, we are going to talk about gender roles. So what do we actually mean when we say gender roles? These roles are social constructs, meaning they are ideas or rules and also expectations that society invents and also teaches over generations. It is not something that exists in nature with a certain role. It's not like you're born with a certain role. These are beliefs that are shaped by culture, history, and religion, and also shared assumptions about a certain gender. These roles create what we call prescribed rules, meaning specific behaviors or responsibilities, and also personality traits that society decides each gender must follow. People oftentimes feel pressure to fit the mold or to behave exactly the way society expects of you, even when those expectations don't match your true personality or desires or your emotional needs. It is like forcing yourself into a shape that doesn't belong to you. So many of these expectations usually involve what we call double standards. A double standard in English is a situation where two groups are judged by completely different rules, usually unfairly. For example, men may be praised for something that women are criticized for, or vice versa. So how did the gender roles develop historically? Or where did these expectations originally come from? Gender roles first developed through practical survival needs. This is in ancient history. So according to evolutionary psychology, which is a branch of psychology that tries to explain modern human behavior. So it argues that certain tendencies survived because they helped people stay alive and, of course, reproduce. So these early humans divided labor to increase group survivals. To survive, they needed certain roles. So men might have had biological predispositions. A predisposition is a natural physical or hormonal tendencies that make certain behaviors slightly more likely, a tendency, such as body strength or risk-taking. Meanwhile, women had parental investments, which is the biological and physical cost required to produce and raise children, which entails pregnancy, breastfeeding, and early childcare. So this historically made it harder for women to take on physical or dangerous tasks like hunting. If you are pregnant and you are hunting, you're less likely to hunt than to be hunted, right? Because you are physically unable to maneuver. And of course, over time, these practical arrangements became part of the cultural blueprint. A blueprint is a deep, often unconscious set of rules and traditions that shape how a society thinks, behaves, and also organizes family roles, like a hidden plan passed down from generation to another. So how does culture shape gender roles today? Do all cultures share the same expectations about men and women? The answer is obviously no. Cultures vary dramatically. Some still expect men and women to follow strict traditions, while others encourage individuals to break the mold, meaning to challenge traditional gender expectations and behave in ways that feels authentic rather than socially required, even if it means maybe disappointing cultural norms. Some indigenous cultures historically recognized third gender roles, which are social identities outside male-female binary. These rules are often respected, spiritual, or socially necessary. It shows that the idea of only two genders is not necessarily universal. Many people unconsciously carry cultural baggage. Cultural baggage is old beliefs or stereotypes and also behaviors inherited from their culture or family. These ideas shape how people behave, people's attitude, even when they no longer make sense or maybe match modern life. So why are gender roles controversial today? In other words, why do people argue about gender roles so much? So it is mainly because gender roles represent a hot button issue. A hot button issue is a topic so emotionally charged that even mentioning it can create tension or conflict, usually because it touches people's identities, beliefs, and also values. Debates often become clash of values, a conflict between two deeply rooted belief systems. One group wanting to preserve tradition and stability, and another wanting change, equality, and freedom. Many argue that gender roles maintain a power imbalance. Power imbalance is a situation where one group, usually men, in traditional societies, hold more authority, influence, and opportunities than another group, which of course affects access to education, work, leadership, and your personal freedom. When people try to challenge the status quo, when they try to question or oppose the traditional system that a society has accepted for a long time, even when that system might be unfair, strong emotional reactions occur. So behavioral psychology shows us that children learn gender expectations through social learning. It's a behavior that you learn in society. It is a process where people learn how to behave by observing their parents, peer, media, and society. Children copy what they see rewarded and avoid what they see punished. These learned expectations can create a self-fulfilling prophecy. A self-fulfilling prophecy is a psychological phenomenon where a belief about someone causes behavior that makes the belief come true. For example, if adults expect girls to be less good at math, they give them less encouragement, and the girls may lose confidence and perform worse. Children build gender schemas or mental frameworks that organizes information about what men and women should look like, act like, and prefer. These schemas shape how children interpret the world and can create what we call stereotypes. This can also lead to stereotype threat. It is a state of anxiety caused by fear of confirming a negative stereotype about your group, which ironically reduces performance. For example, girls might perform worse in science tests if they are reminded of stereotypes before the exam. Now, how do these gender roles affect men? Do traditional rules harm men too? Yes. Some expectations create what psychologists call toxic masculinity, a pattern of cultural expectations that tells men they must always be strong and emotional, dominant, competitive, and in control. This doesn't mean that masculinity is bad, but that certain extreme expectations can harm men and others. Men learn to put on emotional armor, a psychological defense in which a person hides their vulnerability or softer emotions, of course, to avoid a judgment or appearing tough and unaffected even when they are, of course, suffering. This often leads men to bottle up emotions. To bottle up emotion is to trap feelings inside, refusing to express sadness, fear, or insecurity because society might, you know, label these emotions as weak. If you cry in public, then society is going to say that you are weak. As a result of this, men might experience loneliness, depression, and anger without knowing how to express it. Now, how do these roles affect women? Or what pressures do women face in society? Women encounter many expectations that could limit freedom. In professional setting, they may hit the glass ceiling. Glass ceiling is an invisible but very powerful barrier that prevents women from reaching top leadership positions, regardless of their qualifications or performance. Many working women face the double burden, the exhausting combination of doing a full-time paid job while simultaneously handling most housework and childcare. Of course, without recognition or equal support from their partner. Women are frequently forced to walk the tightrope, meaning to balance between two opposing expectations. For example, being confident but not too assertive, caring but not too soft, and attractive but not too sexual. Breaking either expectations brings criticism. Now, how are gender roles changing in modern societies? Are societies becoming more flexible? The shortest answer is yes. Many cultures are undergoing a progressive shift. A progressive shift is a gradual movement toward more inclusive, equal, and modern attitudes that challenge all traditions. Of course, efforts are being made to level up the playing field. To level up the playing field, meaning to create a fair environment where people of all genders have equal access to opportunities, rights, and respect. Younger generations are actively breaking stereotypes to actively reject old assumptions such as boys don't cook or girls don't fix cars. And that proves that talents are not limited to gender. This shift is part of a larger paradigm shift. A paradigm shift is a fundamental transformation in how a society thinks or understands a core concept. In this case, a new understanding of gender itself. Are gender differences biological or cultural? So what matters more, nature or nurture? It's both. Biology matters through hormonal influences, the effects of chemical messengers like testosterone and estrogen on mood, physical development, and certain tendencies, though these hormones do not strictly determine behavior. At the same time, the brain can change through neuroplasticity, which is the brain's remarkable ability to recognize and form new connections based on experience, learning, environment, and training. Culture shapes gender through societal conditioning. This lifelong process by which society trains individuals to behave in certain ways, rewarding behavior that fits expectations and discouraging behavior that challenges them. So everything is, in a way, a social construct. And although we have hormones that dictate which gender is which, at the same time, your environment can make you a certain way. Now, why do conflicts about gender roles continue? Why don't societies agree on this issue? Of course, this is because gender roles are tied to identity, religion, family stability, and of course, political beliefs as well. These areas create cultural friction. The tension that happens when different cultural beliefs and values collide, especially when some people push for change while others fear losing the world they grew up with. Progressive people are more accepting of gender roles, while conservatives are very conservative. They like to keep the old things the way they are. So what does the future of gender roles look like? Where are we heading? The future will likely involve more freedom and individuality. Societies are beginning to break barriers, to remove obstacles that limit what people can do based on traditional rules, and redefine identity to reshape all ideas about what men and women can do, creating more flexible and inclusive concepts. Gender roles won't disappear. Most of the time, we have this clash of gender roles when we mix the ought, what someone ought to do, and their tendencies, what someone is able to do. If I have a tendency to easily care for children, it doesn't mean I ought to do it. I have to do it. It's just I am equipped to do it. I am better at it, right? If men are better at physical activities, it doesn't mean they ought to do it. They have to do it. So every gender has certain tendencies to be good at certain things, right? But people over time can adapt, right? Even though you are born with a certain tendency, it doesn't mean you will always be bad at that, right? You can change. And again, if you have a partner, you don't expect the best of the best from your partner. If you can do just the bare minimum of a certain activity, if you can care, you know, like change the diaper of your kid, take them to do the activities, that's just caring, right? So there are so many ways you can care for your kids without having to rely on somebody else, right? Knowing how to cook. This is historically been proven wrong. People expect women to be good at cooking, right? Or that you should go to the kitchen, do this, wash the dishes, right? But men can do that too, right? You can wash the dishes, you can cook. And men, they say they are good at cooking as well. So you can, if you have a partner, you have to learn to cooperate and not expect the other person to do everything. At the end of the day, it's just team effort. It's not that you are born this way, so you have to do this. It is in religion or it is in culture. People expect you to do this and that. Don't go to the extremes and, you know, violate all expectations. Again, you live in a society, so you are expected in some way to change, right? And now the house chores can be done by somebody else, by a maid. You can hire a maid and they can do just fine. If you don't have time to care for your kid, then you can just take them to the nursery, right? So it's not too problematic as it used to be, at least. All right, everybody. Hopefully the podcast was a little bit interesting. Until then, thank you so much and bye.
you.